Just so you know, if you didn't like this one, try another one. Hallelujah. We love following what the Holy Spirit's doing on Sunday morning, you know, and He's on the move. He is definitely on the move. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank You for all You've done, Lord. We thank You, Father, for this time that we have together in Your Word. Lord, I thank You that Your Word is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I thank You, Father, for just applying it into each one of our hearts exactly how this Word needs to be applied. And we thank You for it in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen, amen. I love to gather with the church. I love being with the people of God. You know, the scripture says that Jesus loved the church so much that He gave His life for her. When we come together as the church, we are coming together as the life of Christ. Hallelujah. And His love is sacrificial. There's nothing that He hasn't given for us. When you think about how He shed His blood for us and gave us the opportunity to make a way to the Father, we could be baptized in His mighty name, hallelujah, and go before the throne of grace. And He made that access for us, and I'm so thankful tonight. And once again, a big congratulations to everyone who was baptized today. This morning, we witnessed the reenactment of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because that's what baptism's all about. Thank you, Lord. The scripture says in Romans 6, verse 4, it says, therefore, we were buried with Him in baptism into death. And so, all of that you wanted to leave behind, it's dead. It's dead. It's in the water. It's dead. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also walk in newness of life. There is new life. This is a spiritual thing that happens. You can't explain it with the natural. Have you ever tried to explain the things of God? Sometimes you just don't have the words to explain it, but the scripture clearly tells us what happened, and then you begin to experience the amazing newness of life as you walk with the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, back to my document. You gotta love computers. All right, where are we? Here we are. All right, and like I said, a little later we will be praying over three new members in the body of Christ this morning. You know, we all belong to the body, but there's a time that you make a commitment to belong to a spiritual family. And commitment is a big deal around here. It's like we want to know people and we want them to know us. You know, we don't ask people just to jump right in, but they get to know us. They spend some time with us and they go through their new members class. Sometimes people wait a while. Sometimes people, we're praying over one today that's renewing her membership here at the River of Life. She didn't walk away from God, but she went to another church for a period of time and God called her back to the river. And so we're praying over her, receiving her back into the family of God. You know, God has a way of getting people where He wants them. Do you know where God wants you? We're to be planted in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. So just a little side note, 28 years ago today, we held our first Sunday morning service in the theater downtown. So today is our 28-year church anniversary. And there are still some people here that were in that very first service. And like the first few Sundays, it was, you know, a little chaotic. We had 150 people that came up from the outreach because we did outreach for 10 weeks before we opened the church, before we had our first service. And so to have that many people come in. Most of them had never been in church, and that's always been, we love people who are spiritually mature and have been in church. I'm not saying we don't want them in our membership, because you got to have them, because when you have people coming in, they need you. They need the security of the body of Christ and the maturity and that unity and the love that they see, and it just pulls them right in. Well, when we started, we didn't have a group like we have now, and we had a lot of people that thought they were called to ministry and really wanted to get in there and help, but they didn't last too long. Hallelujah. How many have done the work of the ministry? Did you know it's work? You know, people look at ministry and think, oh, it's so glamorous. And there are definitely rejoicing times when you're working in the kingdom, when you're laboring in his vineyard. But I'll never forget one day I was standing at the kitchen sink washing dishes, and we were discussing buying the theater downtown and planting a church. We'd really been praying about it. And the Lord just spoke to me so clearly, and he said, "Welcome to my nursery." And I was thinking, your nursery? We're planting a church. And so it was, yeah, and that's what it is. It's the family of God growing together from all different ages and stages. And it has to look so beautiful to God when he looks down and he sees those who have just come into the kingdom, just received him into their heart. And then he looks at those that have been walking with him for 40, 50 years. You know, it has to be, our Heavenly Father, I know, looks down at the river of life and smiles at the diversity and the ages and stages of people that are members of this church. And we are so thankful for 18 years. The scripture says in Colossians 3:17, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And this has been our theme scripture since we planted the church. It's the scripture that always comes up for our anniversary. And I'm always reminded, whatever we do, tell your neighbor, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God is so good. Bishop Hammond has a quote in one of his books I wanted to share with you. And it says, "God is about to do things in and through his church that have never been done before. And the Lord is saying, at this time, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Much of our success and destiny is based on rightly discerning God's times and purposes." And so I just thank God that he continues to do a new thing in each one of us. And he releases a refreshing anointing. I've felt the refreshing anointing and the confirmation that God has released into River of Life Community Church and how he wants us to proceed forward. And it was interesting at our CI cell group meeting this week, and some of you may not know this, but Leonard and I are the regional directors for the CI ministers in this area, and we host a meeting every other month. And for Apostle Leon and Bishop Hammond. And so Apostle Leon was ready to, he was able to join us via Zoom this month. And he began to teach, you know, because how many know Apostle Leon teaches? If you've never met our Apostle Leon, then you're going to meet him in October and tell somebody you're going to love him. You're going to love him. he's such a man of God, and we've been in relationship with Apostle Leon for many, many years and Bishop Hammond, and we so appreciate these men of God and their families and how they've walked with integrity and character. You know, it's character that keeps you. Obedience will release the blessing, but it's character that continues to bless ministries. And they have modeled that for us for years. But anyway, he came in and he had just been talking to Bishop. And Bishop said to him, he said, the two words I'm hearing this year for the church is arise in advance. And it's a buzzword now out in the church realm that we're in transition. Well, yeah, we're in transition for sure. And the Lord's calling us to arise in advance. And Apostle Leon said, you know what, Bishop? That was the cook's 18th anniversary celebration in 2014. Their two key words were arise in advance. And Dr. Cook and I did a lot of teaching on arising and advancing. And Bishop said, well, it's the two words in this season. Now, for me, my spirit leaped because there were some strategic prophetic words that were released in 2014 over the River of Life family. And it was confirmation that those words are in action right now, and now is the time for the word of the Lord to be fulfilled. You know, sometimes you'll get a prophecy that's 10 years ago, but it shows up 10 years later. Has anybody waited and tarried over the word of the Lord in their life, in their family's life? Come on, church. We're an apostolic prophetic church. God has called us to be on the cutting edge of what he is doing in the world today. Thank you, Jesus. Arise in advance. And so in some study on that, in Genesis 3:17-18, God spoke to Abraham, and he told him to arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. And so God was releasing a territory to Abraham. And that word, actually, it didn't mean to, like, you had to do it quickly. He wanted Abraham to go and just look at the inheritance that God was giving to him. Have you ever looked at the inheritance and all of the blessings that God has in store for you, for our church, for our families? Have you ever just sat down and asked God, what do you have for us? What do you have for my family? What do you have for our church? You know, when you're connected, when you're plugged in to the River of Life, that means you're plugged in to the anointing that's at the head, and that is Dr. Bill Hammond. He is an apostle and a prophet. He is a pioneer. We have been a pioneering church from the time that we planted our church. We're always pioneering and breaking up new ground. Now, you may not see it in the natural, but there is so much church that happens when we gather together in the spirit realm. And so those who have eyes to see, Lord, let them see. And Lord, those that are wanting to see, open their eyes, oh God, to see what you're doing supernaturally. Everything that happened today is a supernatural work of the Lord God Almighty. You know, it's like we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. We walk by the faith that we have in the Son of God, knowing that he rose again. And the scripture says, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, tell your neighbor, in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Somehow you just begin to understand things you didn't understand before. It's like Ethan's testimony. He wants to walk closer to God. Well, you know, the Lord grant Ethan his desire, Lord, open his eyes to see and his ears to hear, Lord, that he walks in your ways as a mighty man of God. And Lord, give him wisdom before his time in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you protect him as he goes. Thank you, Father. Let's give the Lord a praise for Ethan and his desire. So this word arise in the Hebrew means to stand up, to stir up, to strengthen, to succeed, to rise, abide, accomplish, continue, confirm, and decree. So what are we supposed to be doing in this season, church, if Bishop said we are supposed to arise? We are to arise as the church of Jesus Christ that God sent his son and he gave his life for. And the scripture says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God because we are to stand up. We are to keep ourselves stirred up. We're to be strengthened by the Lord God Almighty because we will succeed. We will rise as we abide in him and accomplish his will. He'll continue to give us what we need. He'll confirm what we say as we decree the word of the Lord. Come on, church. Decreeing the word of the Lord. You see, God promised Abraham an inheritance, and he has promised us an inheritance. It belongs to us. It belongs to us. Study about your inheritance. There are so many blessings and benefits in serving God, and there are so many blessings and benefits for being planted in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for all he's done. Just one more scripture. Isaiah 60 verses 1 and 2 says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Tell your neighbor, it's on you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. That's our promise. We're right now walking in a world that is so dark. Can you see the darkness around you, the violence, the no respect for life, no respect for God? I mean, they don't even know what way is up or down. And you know, we should be crying out for them, that the darkness is broken off of them, and that the God of this world that's blinded them releases them. The only way some of these things happen, church, is when you're praying and you're standing in the gap for those people that you love. And you're standing in the gap for yourself. Sometimes you just got to get before the Lord and begin to cry out unto God to move on your behalf because you feel like you're foggy. I'm telling you, the world, if you watch too much TV or watch too many things, your mind will get pretty foggy and your mind gets programmed. It doesn't matter what side of politics you are listening to, your mind gets programmed. Hallelujah. We need to stay focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto Jesus. Why? He's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. You know, one of these days, God's going to call you home. No one knows when their time's up. But one of these days, God's going to call us home. We want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest of the Lord." Hallelujah. That means if he's calling you to rest, then there must be some work that you're doing down here on earth. You know, he has assigned each one of us a field to labor in. And so when you come to church on Sunday morning, it's to get you pumped up, prepared, equipped. Our purpose is to teach, train, and equip the saints for the work of the ministry, because we're the mighty force that goes out into the marketplace, that goes out into the city, that goes out into the highways and the byways with the good news of Jesus Christ and a testimony of what he's done for us. Do you know your testimony? You got to be able to share a testimony. You got to know how to say it long and say it short, because some people don't want to listen too long. Hallelujah. But we want to be giving God glory in everything that we do. And it's amazing how you'll be out and about. And you know what? That glory is on you. There's an attraction. You know, the bugs go to the light, right? Well, people will come to you when they have things bugging them because you're the light. Hallelujah. And you just got to be ready and bold to help them. God sends them to you. Understanding our divine appointments in this season. We are arising, we are advancing, we are growing in Jesus Christ. And we'll continue to stand in the gap for the people we love and for this territory. You see, every Sunday morning when we come together, we're releasing things into the territory. You know, we decree Jesus Christ is Lord of all. We decree that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree those that are being held in bondage by the enemy, we decree today that those chains are broken and they are being set free by the power of God. Hallelujah. We decree that those that are looking for you, Jesus Christ, are going to find you this week. We decree that that spirit of delay is broken off of people's life and the wait is over in the name of Jesus. We decree that those who are weary become strong, that those that have feeble knees, that their knees are strengthened. We decree that we're a mighty army that is walking together, not breaking rank and file in the territory. Because, Lord, you called us to take the territory. You told Abraham to go and walk through his inheritance. You know, we have an inheritance right here. You might be looking someplace else, but the Lord says you need to be looking at home base and then look at what I've seen you and get out and walk your territory. He called you to do it. Tell your neighbor he called you. Tell him he anointed you. He's strengthening you. And it's time to get going. So every time you walk out these doors, it's time to get going. Arise also means to rise up from a quiet, inactive state of mind and to become active and vocal. Yeah, get active and get vocal. I enjoyed talking to Jeff's sister a few weeks back, and she was telling me about everything that's happening up on Heaton Lake. Well, praise God that God is opening up opportunities for her to be with people that don't know him, or a lot of people that aren't taking him serious. You know, I think a lot of people know him, but they don't take it serious. Well, there are serious times coming down the road. Hallelujah. And some sooner than later, you know, you find out you have a health problem, it becomes a serious time. You find out you don't have enough money to pay your bills, it gets really serious. And so serious times happen. And God allows those circumstances in our life. He doesn't create them, but he allows them to change us. You know, God doesn't make you sick to teach you something. I've heard people say, well, I'm sick to teach. I know God just made me sick so I could learn something. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God doesn't make people sick. God sent his son and he shed his blood. He took those stripes so you could be healed. So why in the world would God make you sick? You know, it's not, come on. You know, there are so many religious cliches we've got to get rid of. Hallelujah. Because God wants us to stand in truth. And he wants us to release his truth into the atmosphere. Because as we release those decrees, those are words that go out into the atmosphere like arrows, and they begin to crack things open. When we release the high praises of God, when we come together on Sunday morning, it begins to break off things in the spirit realm. You know there are principalities and power. I call the spirit realm in Elkhart, it's like the mafia. But it's just in the spirit realm. Constantly working and conniving behind the scenes. But God. So we steward that. We steward it in our sphere of authority. When you come together as the church and there's an apostle, prophet in the house, we steward the territory. Don't take on the territory on your own, because you'll open up a door that you don't know what hits you. Because the devil doesn't play games. And you give him an opportunity, he will take you out and your family too. And so God is calling an army together to pray, to intercede, to worship, to release decrees. Because not only do we need things broken in our lives and cut away so this church can progress and move into everything that God has for us, we need that personally. We need that personally. We have families that are in trouble. Hallelujah. But God knows how to deal with trouble. God knows how to deal with trouble. And you know what? He's not even sweating it. I'm telling you. He's not even sweating it, because the scripture says he sits in the heavenlies and he laughs at the wicked. He laughs at them. He's on his throne just laughing at the wicked and everything they're trying to accomplish. And so I want to be on the Lord's side. How about you? Are you ready to rise and advance in this season? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another praise. Thank you, Jesus.